Taloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, Emomo Lava Piki, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhina, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Te olo ma te malo e kumau e ki tātou o ka tino e ni tātou tamahaina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga kai tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mahalohi ma te tau tō mō tātou kāinga pahe huka i Aotearoa New Zealand.
Talo falava. Mahalo e lele ki orana ni sambula vinaka whakalo falahi atu. Ia orana taloha ni whakalo falahi atu mahalo ni ki ora tātou katoa. And so this morning, I'm sitting here in the studio after a long, long time of lockdown, and we are back today for the first time. Te Ama Pacifica Health is welcoming all our beautiful listeners this morning. Praise God, for He has woken us up this morning. As you all know, some of you understand that a lot of people didn't wake up, and tonight will be somebody's last good night. So we want to praise God. And before we continue on to introduce to you our beautiful guest speaker for this morning, we're going to start our program with a word of prayer. Let us pray.
Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're the God who watches over each and every one of us, especially through the lockdown of coronavirus. We praise you. And Lord, we pray that we will continue to uplift your name as we carry this program for today, that you'll be the main person in our conversation. And Lord, I just want to claim your word, which says, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of a learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakes me morning by morning. He awakes my ear to hear as the learned." In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That in this life The sun's gonna shine in God's own good time, and He will see you through.
Te Ama Community Radio. We are so blessed and privileged to have Peniana Brown, Senior Pacific Island Community Nurse, joining us in the studio as our very special guest to share with us her vast knowledge, experience, and service on how we can all, as Pacific Island people, have a better understanding and to help make a difference where it matters so that Pacifica people's lives improve significantly with knowledge around maintaining good health and how to have better lifestyle and also maintaining well-being. Which brings me to, reminds me of what we have a program called New Start, and it's the 8 Laws of Health. And I will start off by number one law is nutrition and exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust. So these are the 8 laws of health. And just to remind ourselves, you know, after being locked down, I know some of us have been enjoying our food, eating quite a bit, but we need to remind each other about healthy eating. And I'll just give this one from the 8 laws, the number one, which is nutrition. Nutrition is more than just avoiding refined foods, sugar and salt, and not snacking. It's about the nutrients we supply our bodies, including a variety of fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, legumes and whole grains, natural oils. Keeping our meals as fresh, as simple, as much as possible will give your body the nutrients it needs. So try adding a fruit or vegetable salad to every meal. So I will give the rest of this New Start 8 Laws of Health. So I'm just giving you number one, which is nutrition. So remind yourself for the rest of the day and drink a lot of water. Now, I am honored and privileged to introduce to you our very special guest is Mrs. Peniana Brown, Senior Pacific Island Community Nurse. Nisambula Vinaka.
Nisambula.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome and thank you for accepting the invitation to be with us this morning with our Te Ama radio program. So it's such a blessing to have you with us in the studio this morning. And as always, I wish my audience can actually see my guest in the studio. She is so beautiful and, you know, healthy looking. I don't know what is her secret, but...
Thanks a lot.
So thank you again, Peniana. For the sake of our listeners, would you please just share with them a little bit of your background?
Sure. I'm Fijian and born in Fiji, the beautiful islands of Vanua Levu, which Fiji has a lot of islands, and so they have two main islands, Viti Levu and Vanua Levu, and that's where I was, in the village of Malaki. My grandmother grew up in the village. My grandmother brought me up. My parents they've passed away now. Joseph Isaac Driver, and my late mom's name is Alisi Mother Ni Ngonilivu. So those are my parents. And went to school in Buddha School, which is associated in the town of Savasavu. And from there, my father moved us to Niue Island from the 1965. Lived in Niue Island for 3 years He was really there to help his father as the carpenter of the island. And from there we moved over to New Zealand in 1969. My very first job, I should have gone to school, but as things panned out, my parents said, no, you stay home and look after your siblings. My siblings, there's four of us, and I'm the eldest out of them all. So I stayed home and looked after them. My very first job I did was working in the factory, sewing jeans in Highbury, over in Highbury and Birkenhead, over the North Shore. Had many jobs after that. But one of my friends ended up working at North Shore, the old North Shore Hospital. She ended up working there as a nursing aide and invited me to join her there, which I took that invitation. And I noticed that while working there, the first was the sister would come to me and say, Peniana, you should do your training in nursing. And my words was, I'm not ready yet. I don't even know whether I could be a nurse. And then the matron even called me to her office and said, you ought to do your nursing training. I figured then that they were onto something that I didn't know myself, which then led to me pursuing that, what they were telling me to do my nursing. And when I saw the matron, she then said to me, I wished you had come to see me earlier because I am leaving. And she said, please do your nursing training. I am a enroll nurse trained. When I did pursue it, I discovered I had to be a New Zealand citizen. So I applied for that and got my citizenship, New Zealand citizenship. And then I did my nursing down in Wellington Hospital at a maternity hospital trained in St. Helens. It's no longer there today. But that was really great doing my training there. That was in the early 70s. I think it was around about 73. And then I decided I wanted to leave because my boyfriend at the time wanted to move. And I went to put in my resignation to the matron. And the matron at that time was the telegram. She sent me a telegram and said, I would like you to be in my office at 9:30. Well, I turned up and she said, what is this? I am not accepting your resignation. There was about seven of us in the class. There was three island girls, two Samoan and myself, Samoan girls and myself. The rest were Kiwi girls. The other four had left the class and they were just left with the three island girls to complete the nursing. Anyway, the matron said to me, I'm not accepting your resignation. And I said, why not? The others have left and you didn't fight for them. She said, you are different. I said, in what way? And she said, because you're a nurse. And when we find people like you, we don't let them go easily. And I said, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, you're a type of person, when you walk into a room, you see your patient, you look at them and you ask the question, how can I care for this person if I was lying on that bed? And from there, you carry out the care. That means you put yourself in your patient's shoes. And my reply to the matron, but you don't see me working. She says, I hear the reports, and that's the feedback you get. So with that, mind you, I was crying in the office, and with that she said, dry those tears. You are going to finish your training and go up and see your tutor. To this day, I praise God for that matron, for allowing me, for seeing the potential. And I think it's so important to be able to see the potential in people, their gifting, and to be able to encourage them. And yeah, so that's what happened to me, and I was able to finish my training. Mind you, I did leave that hospital, and then I was transferred to Rotorua, where I did finish the training. I am married to a very handsome Gisborne guy, and I would say I was in love at first sight. We have two handsome young men. The eldest one is Damon, who is married to Rebecca, and they live in Australia. They have one child, my beautiful granddaughter Lalani. I call her my island girl because she certainly followed the island way. The youngest son is Carl Brown. His wife is Mary Webster, and they have two children, Azariah and Zipporah. And because they live here in New Zealand, it's always a joy to see them. And as a grandmother, I find that so rewarding, because every time we come up to Auckland, Azariah is 8 now and Zipporah is 6. When they were younger, I would challenge myself for something, a gift that I would give them. It wasn't a gift that I would buy. My gift to them would be a Christian song that I would teach them, or a Bible story that I would tell them. And of course, by the time I leave, they would know that song so well. And I find to this day, some of the songs have become their favorite. I've taught them to make sure that they learn the different parts of the armor of God. You know, the belt, to make sure that they put on the belt of truth around their waist, their feet shod with the gospel of peace, the breastplate of righteousness on their chest, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation, and in their hand the sword of the Spirit. And I would remind their father to make sure that they put that on before they go to school, and now that they are at school. And I was so pleased to see that their dad and their mom are the leaders in what we call it, the Adventurers in our church, the Seventh-day Adventist. And it's a program that teaches the little ones about God. And I discovered that they have a T-shirt with the full armor of God on it. And I was just so pleased to see that is carried on. That is something. As and beside prayer for our grandchildren, that is so wonderful. And talking about grandchildren, when our first grandchild was born, our eldest son didn't want to know about God and didn't want to hear his name, and he had been brought up that way. And I was saying, Lord, what everlasting gift could we give our very first grandchild? And because couldn't buy a Christian book. And I was just trying to think. And you know, God is so good. He impressed on my heart, and these was his words. Make a quilt and sandwich my word in the quilt. And because I do quilting, I couldn't wait to do this baby quilt for Lolani with sandwiching God's word in that. You may be asking, how do I do that? It's really having a plain piece of material, putting out your Bible and asking God to direct you in the promises, and you write it in that plain sheet, and then you put it in the middle of the quilt. You have your the upper part of the quilt, which is your design, and then you have the undercover, so that goes in the middle. And I tell you what, when we follow that through, and to arrive in Australia with this quilt, and to see the baby son, our son Damon, fold up that quilt and then put it on the floor, and then push his daughter on top of the quilt. Well, you could just see the grandparents. They couldn't say anything, but we just smiled at each other. And my words were, wow, quietly I went, thank you, Lord. This baby is lying on God's word. The next time we saw the quilt was covering the child. And we just went, thank you, Lord. She has been covered with the word. And to follow through, me as a grandmother would pray, Father God, I just pray that those words will grow deep, will grow roots into this child, that she will grow into a mighty tall tree growing towards heaven, and that she will come around and worship you as her Savior. And so that was the what God had impressed on my heart. And the parents to this day still doesn't know that quilt has got God's word in it.
Amen. That is so powerful. That's amazing. So Anna, Peniana, you have gained a lot of knowledge, experience, wisdom. And to our beautiful audience and listeners this morning, not only she is a beautiful woman, a grandmother, a wife, but she's actually a pastor's wife and also is a leader for the women's ministry. She has this passion with women, loves her family, beautiful children and grandchildren, and as well as being a leader and a counselor to the women in the community and also in the church. So for the sake again of our listeners, share with us things that you do that you're passionate about in helping nursing, still nursing, and nurturing people around you.
Because of God being, you know, has given us beautiful gifts, and thank you, Father, for that. And one of my passion is for women to be the godly women. To be the godly women, and when they are having God in their lives and putting that first, they can be the godly grandmother, the godly wife that God have created them to be. And so in doing that, you encourage them. You encourage them to follow God. And a lot of the questions I get asked is, my son or my daughter is not following the Lord now. And we brought them up to follow God, and they're not walking with the Lord. My answer to that, and which I find is because I've walked that road with my children, I'm still waiting for one, is to pray. There's so much power in prayer. And one of my saying is, go via God. That is literally, if you picture the rainbow, and that rainbow, so at the end, one end of the rainbow is you, I'm praying, and at the top of the arch is God, and the other side, the other end of the rainbow, is who you're praying for. And so with that, you go via God. You go via God to do with your husband or wife, husband with wife, and also with children. And it's so powerful when you go via God, because when you don't take a shortcut and you just go straight across this bow, there's fireworks, there's tension that arises. When you go via God, He solves the problem for you. And for me, if I'm really in a storm of praying for my husband or something that we're going through, or my children, and I would go, Lord, are you there? And literally, at times, He will show me the rainbow. And when I see that rainbow, I could hear Him saying, it's okay, I'm here, I heard your prayer. And that gives me the peace to do that. And for me, it's also important to encourage women, because we are also special in God's sight. And if I could just say this, here's a thing, I'm not sure who wrote it, but I just love it, which says, the I am. I am the daughter of a king. Or you, if men are listening, you could say, I am a son of a king. And that, and you can look up the scripture, and also is that statement comes from Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. And the next one is, I am a new creation. The scriptures to that is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And the next one, I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. I am God's masterpiece. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. I am forgiven. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139, verses 13 to 16. I am more than a conqueror. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. I am redeemed. Hallelujah, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to that. And that's in Psalms 55, verse 18.
Wow, that's awesome. When we started off, I was mentioning about the New Start program.
Yes.
The 8 Laws of Health. And you mentioned the Temple of the Holy Spirit. So with regards to nutrition, how can you advise women, especially in bringing up their children and making sure that they're giving them the right healthy eating or food that would help the children to grow and also maintaining good health and well-being?
For me, vegetables are very important in young children. And I get saddened when I see children really pushing aside their vegetables and not eating that. One way of getting your children to eat vegetables is really, I call it baby mush. You put your silver beet, your carrot, your pumpkin, and potato oil, and you put that all in one pot and boil it. You can put some vegetable stock in it and mash that up. When you start that, when the children, baby is starting to eat solids, you are introducing all these vegetables into that toddler. By the time they get older, they've already accustomed to the different textures, the different taste of the vegetables. Then they will be able to eat their vegetables. Just going back to how I did with my children, we went through a stage where they just ate their savories, wouldn't eat their vegetables. Well, what I did was I took out their savories. I suppose you could have your meat or your chicken or fish. I didn't serve them that. I just served them the vegetables. And because the children had to eat, they would go hungry. So they had to eat their veggies. So once they got to realize that mom wasn't going to give them any savory, so they ate their vegetables. As I did this for a week, and then I reintroduced the savories back in, and they knew that they needed to eat vegetables and savories, because half the time these days we don't give enough vegetables, don't make our children drink enough water, and that is keeping that body filled.
Yes, because our water is part of the New Start program.
Yes.
It's amazing how body cannot do without water.
Yes. And also, if I can say, to make sure that your child has a good breakfast before they leave for school.
Yes.
And having that good breakfast, it helps their mind to be alert at school.
And to our listeners, you have been listening to Te Ama Radio with our very special guest speaker this morning, Penianna Brown, Senior Pacific Island Community Nurse, and she has a lot of knowledge to share with us. But stay with us, we're going to have our break right now. We'll be right back. It's not working for me, but that's fine, we'll continue on. So, Penianna, thank you so much, you know, for the knowledge that you're sharing with us.
Thank you.
What one thing that you would like your listeners to actually, for this moment, that you would like them to hold on to before you continue on?
I would like them to hold on to the Lord and prayer. For me, that is so number one in my life, and I would thank God for my grandmother, late grandmother, for teaching me those values, and it's enabled to carry me through life, through storms, through sunshine.
Thank you for that. And I think we can have our track now. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Te Ama.
Nizambulavinaka, and welcome back to our beautiful listeners. And you are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Pacifica Radio Show with our very beautiful special guest speaker, Peniana Brown, Senior Pacific Island Community Nurse. Welcome back, Peniana.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you so very much for all that knowledge and wisdom that you are sharing with us and our, especially our listeners. So, welcome back and over to you.
Thank you. I think first I would like to share, I was diagnosed with cancer back in 2009. And my cancer was uterine cancer, was the lining of the wall in my uterus. And so with that, I really poured my heart out to God about it. And I just saw his hand at work. Normally, you know, when you get your cancer, they send you to different tests to see whether it is cancer. Had an ultrasound. If I wasn't at the age I was at, I would have said I was pregnant. And there was this huge lump in there, and they said, oh, could be a cyst. But in my heart, I knew it wasn't a cyst. And the doctor said it will take two weeks for the biopsy. And sure enough, the biopsy came earlier than the 2 weeks. I got a ring from the doctor to go in to see him. And God was in the picture. I was in the living room about to walk out the door, and I stood there and I heard the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." And as the song was being sung, there was an umbrella over me, and I knew that was an umbrella of prayer. With that, we went and sat in front of the specialist doctor, and he said to me, "Peniana, I'm not going to beat around the bush. You have cancer." And again I heard, "It is well with my soul." So I knew God had me, because I was so fearful to be operated here in New Zealand. And my husband was saying, if I had the money, I would send you to Australia, because we lived there for 18 years and I had worked in Sydney Adventist Hospital. And and you know what? I got given a question to ask my gynecologist. I said to him, when he said he was going to operate on me, I said to him, "How comfortable are you in operating on me?" The doctor sat back in his chair, paused for a moment, and leaned forward and said, "Very comfortable." I knew I had asked a crucial question. And that doctor went the extra mile for me. Yes, I got operated on, a keyhole operation. I came home the next day, and I was told to take some treatment. I sought the Lord with that in prayer and decided not to take any treatment at all, but to take, I took a, how would you call it, a healthy, really changed my lifestyle to healthy eating. I did vegetable juicing, did that for a whole month, and I'm cancer-free today, and I praise God. Yeah. And in 2 weeks later, after the operation, I was just saying to the Lord, "Is this is like a nightmare, or am I dreaming?" Because I had no waiting at all. Everything happened so fast, and then I heard the Lord saying to me in a quiet voice, through my mind's ear, I heard him say, "You are the butterfly." And I went, "The butterfly? I had picked up an injured butterfly and put it on my swan plant at home." And then he said, "I am holding you because I had picked up this wounded butterfly and walked it home, held it in the palm of my hand, and I had taken a photo of that, and I've got it on our wall to remind me that God cares for us and he holds us in the palm of our hand." So if anyone is going through that, you turn to God. He will direct you and guide you, and he is the greatest physician. The other thing I'd like to quickly share, I too went through things that happened to my husband and I, being ministers, and it caused a lot of things. And I will just name some of these things, because when we have unforgiveness or we have bitterness, we go through this. So the first thing is, if someone have hurt us, we go through bitterness. So when you don't forgive, then you have unforgiveness. Because if you forgive straight away there, forgive the person, that's the end of that. But if you don't, you'll go into resentment. And so from resentment, it branches off to another line. The heading of that is fear. So you'll end up with fear, failure. You end up with fear of man, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment. So let's go back to the other line of our bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment. So from resentment, you go into retaliation. And into retaliation, you are not in a good space. You end up with hatred. Then you have hatred, then you end up with violence. So when you're in that area, you become a really prickly. Someone can just say something to you and you just snap. Some violence, you go into murder. When you have murder in your mind, that's, you can do it in your mind or some do it physically. So this is all. There's seven of them. And when you're harboring bitterness, to find out whether you are, excuse me, just the mere mention of the person's name, you will end up with these poison gases. I call them poison gases. It'll come from your stomach and then just go up your chest. That you know then that you are being harboring bitterness. The best way to do that is to forgive the person. You know, when we say, "This person has done so much to me, there's no way I'm going to forgive that person." That is the work of the evil one. He likes to trap us. When we forgive people that have hurt us, that is freedom. I call that freedom. And so for me, when I went through that, I tell you what, every time I said, "Lord, I forgive that person." And then the best gauge is when you're talking with someone and the name of the person comes up and you feel that poison gas has come up again. That means it's still there. So go back and say, "Lord, help me to forgive that person who has hurt me so much." The more you do it, finally, he will give you freedom. He gave me freedom. I forgave everybody in our church that they did nothing to me, some of them, but I named them all, and I even sat to say, "Is there anyone else, Lord, that I need to forgive?" And when you sit there quietly, he also puts the name of people that you had stored away in your filing cabinet in your mind, he will also help you to forgive that person. So for me, if I could live this message with you, don't harbor bitterness, because through bitterness you'll end up being sick. Forgive. Forgive.